This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT's Dr. Pillay links worms and HSV2 to cervical cancer risk, and SAPS suspends 9 senior officers over Medicare 24 tender controversy. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. The MUT lecturer Dr. Roxane Pillay graduated with a UKZN PhD in medical microbiology on 13 May 2026 for pioneering research on women's health in sub-Saharan Africa. Her study is the first to show how common parasitic worm infections and herpes simplex virus type 2 interacts to weaken immune defense in the female genital tract, potentially increasing cervical cancer risk. Using genetic analysis, Dr. Pillay found co-infection suppresses key microRNA and messenger RNA, activating cancer-related pathways. She now calls for integrated health programs that combine HSV2 screening with community deworming and early biomarker testing. The award-winning research, supervised by Professor Zilungi Lemkiza-Kujana and Dr. Naidu, has produced 5 publications and aims to improve treatment for women in high-risk, low-income areas. In other news, 9 senior South African Police Services officers who served with the bid on the bid evaluation committee for controversial Medicare 24 health tender has been suspended pending disciplinary and related investigations into the irregular awarding of the multi-million rand contract. The suspensions, confirmed by SAPS, are linked to the tender awarded to businessman Vusi Cat Maklala, who was already under investigation by the Special Investigating Unit and the hawks over 2.3 billion Tembisa Hospital procurement scandal. The action follows the recent dismissal of a former Gauteng head of organized crime major, General Richard Shibiri, for misconduct after he admitted to accepting 70 million loan from Maklala. Meanwhile, a Pretoria magistrate court has court case involving Maklala suspended National Commissioner General Fani Masemola and other senior officials charged with fraud, corruption and money laundering related to the 228 million Medicare tender was postponed to later this month. The SAPS said that it remains committed to integrity and transparency but would not comment further while processes are ongoing. And finally, ukhuza ibuya umcimbi waminyaka yonke ukuqhakambisa usomabhizinisi abakhiqiza izinhlobo ezihlukene zohlobo lokudla okubizwa ngekota emalokishini. Kulo mcimbi obizwa ngeThekwini Kota Festival ozoba usezinkundleni zemidlalo iPeople's Park Moses Mabhida Stadium eThekwini namhlanje ngomgqibelo, kulindeleke izinkumbi zabantu zibuthane ngoboningi babo. Kulo mcimbi, izibiliboco zekota ziyobe zishetshwa nedili lomculo, njengoba kuboshelwe inqwaba yabaculi abanohlonze nosaziwayo. Phakathi kwabaculi ababoshelwe kulo mcimbi kubalwa uSjava, uBig Zulu, Nasty C, uElaine, Kabza the Small, uYoung Stunna, uMthandeni, uFeza, uMahu, Naledi Aphiwe, Ainos, uPlexi, Chaotic nabanye abaningi. USomizi oyobe uphethe umcimbi kanti amasango avulwa ngo-10 ekuseni njengoba umcimbi uzophela ngeleshumi kusihlwa. Ngaphandle kwalezibiliboco zekoda nedili lomculo, kulo mcimbi uhlose ukuhlomulisa nokuthuthukisa usomabhizinisi abenza lolu hlobo lokudla. Kulindeleke ukuthi kulo nyaka senyuke isibalo sabawuhambelayo njengoba ngunyaka owedlule babebalwa ku-4,000. Abebekhona kanti kulo nyaka kubhekwe ngaphezu kuka 5,700. In your money markets this morning, the precious metals are pushing higher while energy prices keep pressure on consumers. Gold on COMEX is trading at $4,463.60 per ounce, up by $41.40 or 0.92%. And platinum spot is at $1,875.03 per ounce, gaining $22.65 or 1.19%. Oil is holding firm with Brent crude at $95.19 per barrel, up by 0.17%. The strength of oil is feeding through at the pumps, where South African petrol prices have hit high records, with inland 95 unleaded petrol retaining at 28.06 rand per litre and 93 at 27.95% rand per liters. On the currency front, the rand is trading at 16 rand 33 cents to the US dollars, 18 rand 97 cents to the euros, and 0.10 to the Japanese yen. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT, Dr. Pillay links worms and HSV2 to cervical cancer risk. The SAPS suspends 9 senior officers over Medicare 24 tender controversy. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 10 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I am Kalazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.